Good morning. My guests this morning are Mitchell Slade and Ashley Holmberg from the Two Lions Band. Are you excited about that? I hope you are. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about, first of all, let's say that the Two Lions Band is going to play the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on May the 5th. So what's the band? What do you guys do?
Well, Ashley and I met pretty much at the band's inception, and we're, if you have to categorize it, a folk rock band. And Ashley and I did our first tour together in the Northwest, and we stayed together, and we're working on our second album.
Great. Now, so. Oh, wonderful. How can you characterize your music?
We have a very unique sound. So traditionally, folk music has predominantly acoustic instruments, and we definitely stick to that. One thing that makes us a bit different is our groove, our feel, and our beat, of course, and also the essence of string music incorporated into that traditional folk style. In addition to the musical elements of Two Lions, the poetry speaks for itself in terms of storyline, and definitely is a distinguishable factor that sets our music apart.
If you had to characterize your music based on the music of other groups, who might you mention?
That's a good question. I'd say that a lot of the poetry can be as reminiscent of Dylan, Gregory Isakoff, Tallest Man on Earth. I'm a big fan of his. But it can move into other categories as fun and danceable as Brothers Comatose and other bands of the like. So we do try to incorporate a lot of symphonic scales and such in there. Ashley teaches with the Sonoma Santa Rosa Symphony. So we do have that element as well.
So what instruments are on stage while you're playing?
We have guitar, violin, and percussion.
Great.
And at times the cello.
Uh-huh.
And Ashley's being modest by not admitting that she also brings out the viola sometimes and plays as well. So.
Not to give away the surprise too soon.
So you can play a string trio all by yourself.
No doubt.
If we could only get her to use your feet, we might be able to actually have her use all three too.
Have you guys always headquartered here in Sonoma County?
Sonoma grown band, absolutely, 100%.
But I take it you've been everywhere?
So we're working on our second Northwest tour, and we leave May 25th, and we've been invited back to all the venues we've played up there, which is very nice. Yeah, we're really excited. And a couple of them are double bookings, so we're really excited about that too.
So what do you hope? What are your plans for the future?
We have some exciting plans.
Oh, great.
One in particular, we'd like to we're very excited at the idea of a European tour, which has been in the works for quite some time.
We got invited to Ireland, so we're going there next June. So, yeah.
Which is obviously a very exciting time for us. We, of course, would like to continue to share a message, not just to the Pacific Northwest, but really sharing the message that we bring nationally and internationally.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting for us.
And we're working on our second album now. And we're at Prairie Sun Studio in Cotati working on
great
that now.
Place to work.
Yeah, so excited about that too.
Why the Two Lions Band? I mean, it looks like you've got four people in the band.
Well, hopefully the band part takes care of the additional members.
Right, okay.
But originally it started as two, and Ashley and I started as a duet, and adding people, we added the word band because then it can really grow exponentially, right?
Why are you lions?
Originally, I played with another lion, an actual Leo. And it was two Leos, and Ashley came on shortly after, and Ashley's on the cusp. She's a Cancer.
But I'm, in fact, not a Leo.
But the name is stuck, and the name has moved forward. And on the website, we have a deeper description of the reason why we have kept the name, and that website is www.twolionsband.com, T-W-O, lions.com.
Okay, thanks, guys, for coming in. Let's
Thank
tell
you.
People that the Two Lions Band, which, of course, you must see and hear now, will be at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on May 5th at 7:30 p.m. And go to sebarts.org and get tickets through Brown Paper Tickets. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.